Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, June 12, 2026. Word has it that the Pride events last weekend went well despite the rain, and the celebration continues through the end of the month. In Rockland, Out Maine has partnered with the Center for Maine Contemporary Art, Rock City Cafe in Rockland, and the Maine Coast Heritage Trust's Erickson's Fields Preserve in Rockport to bring LGBTQIA Two-Spirit Plus and Allied Youth and Young Adults Art and Writing to Midcoast Maine during Pride Month. This year's theme is Queer in Maine. The Youth Pride Cafe Art Show can be viewed at Rock City Cafe on Main Street in Rockland. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the Pride Walk, which is along the lines of a story walk, is at Erickson Fields Preserve on West Street in Rockport. That's open sunrise to sunset 7 days a week. On Sunday evening, the Queer Poet Society presents Queerly Intimate, featuring Belfast Poet Laureate Audrey Gidman, Queer Poet Society founder Olivia Fitzpatrick, Katie Laberman, author and educator, and Kaluna V of the Lilith Rising blog. An open mic will follow, and the event is for ages 21 and older. That's happening at Loose Spirits Distillery in Rockland, Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Donations and raffle proceeds will support Out Maine, and you can get more information at outmaine.org. Tomorrow in Bar Harbor, the Jessup Memorial Library kicks off their summer reading program with Mr. Drew and His Animals Too, an educational presentation featuring exotic reptiles, amphibians, and invertebrates from around the world that Mr. Drew has rescued and rehabilitated. Quote, he takes in what the humane societies will not to prevent the release of exotic species into the Maine ecosystem and currently cares for over 200 animals. Mr. Drew has been working with exotic animals for 35 years, and his 65 to 75 minute presentation is fast-paced, funny, very educational, and appropriate for ages 2 to 102. Kids under 8, please bring an adult, end quote. Due to popular demand, Mr. Drew will offer the presentation twice on Saturday, once at 10:30 in the morning and again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. You can get more information at jessuplibrary.org/events, jesuplibrary.org/events. And this afternoon at 1 o'clock, the Secretary of State's office is scheduled to start the tabulation process for the ranked choice voting in the races for governor, both parties, and the Democrats' Congressional District 2 race. The count will be taking place at the Maine Department of Public Safety headquarters in Augusta. It's open to the public and media, and also it will be live streamed on the Secretary of State's YouTube page. The Secretary of State's office expects the tabulation process to be completed next week before the Juneteenth holiday. For more information, go to maine.gov/SOS. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.